Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. Today's topic is public libraries. This year, Worcester will spend $4 million on its public libraries. According to the official mission statement of the Worcester Public Library, this money pays for, quote, a gathering place that actively promotes the free exchange of ideas in our democratic society, and to make, quote, information and services available to all people while fostering intellectual freedom, protecting privacy, encouraging personal growth and enrichment, and celebrating our diverse community heritage. Conspicuous by their absence from this dramatic mission statement are the words book and study. The Worcester Public Library, like many other public libraries, has come to define and promote itself more as a community center and social service provider than a place for books and study. Libraries exist to provide free public internet access, job search assistance for the unemployed, and public meeting space. During a heat wave last summer, city residents were directed to go to the library to use it as a, quote, cooling station. In earlier times, libraries had a much narrower sense of purpose, and most people now would have found them stuffy. There were strict limits on how many books you could check out, often just one at a time, and for how long. The snacks were not open to the public, and children were not welcome. But libraries were always intended for the benefit of the middle and lower classes. Indeed, it is doubtful that we would have public libraries at all were it not for the fact that books used to be extremely expensive. Andrew Carnegie and the others behind the public library movement saw libraries as a way to promote upward mobility among the poor and disadvantaged. So in a sense, libraries were always social service providers. The difference seems to be that we now have a different understanding of what it means to help the poor and disadvantaged. By this point, it's fairly well established both by custom and capital expenditure that libraries should be in the social service business. Not only have the computers been purchased and installed, the Worcester Public Library's recently renovated central branch was designed to facilitate the community center function much more than the traditional books and study function. In addition to all the meeting space, unlike in the Boston and Lowell central branches, there is no reading room in the Worcester Public Library. But if intellectual freedom is as essential to our society as the Worcester Public Library's own mission statement suggests, then it is entirely appropriate that we should question libraries' mission and function, especially in these times of intense fiscal strain. The recession has hit libraries hard, but pain induced by budget cuts is relative to the expectation placed on government. If we expected less of our libraries, their cuts would have been less painful. Put the question this way: why are these two functions combined in one department? It's fine if Worcester wants to fund a community center to provide free internet access, public meeting spaces, and so on, but why do these things have to happen at the library? The Research Bureau is all for combining public services in the name of cost savings and enhanced efficiency, but not if the services in question are incompatible. Librarians are not trained to be social workers. Community centers are not conducive to quiet study. They tolerate loitering and bustle. The Worcester Public Library has had to designate special sections of the building for, quote, quiet study, as if the entire library should not be for quiet study. The Worcester Public Library has many virtues and a proud tradition. Worcester is one of the poorest communities in Massachusetts, but it's also big and old. These advantages have enabled the Worcester Public Library to compile what is surely the best public collection of books and documents west of 495. Why don't we focus more on promoting that? This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.